Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Ridiculous News is a production of iHeartRadio and Cool 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 Audio.
With amazing and crazy topics to pick and to choose, you are now tuned in to Ridiculous News with interesting views on breaking the rules of broadcasting and all sorts of wild reports to keep us laughing with funny off-brand upbeat journalism, the strange and unusual stories of what we give them when it's all about Ridiculous News everywhere. We talking about Ridiculous News over here.
Hey everyone, welcome to Ridiculous News, not your average news show. We cover stuff you didn't realize was news, from the wild and funny to the deep and hidden to the absolutely ridiculous.
I'm Bill Worley. I'm an Atlanta-based filmmaker, comedian, and Mark, I'm registered and excited to vote here in Georgia. Elections are coming up soon. Make sure you're registered to vote, everybody.
Bill, that's an awesome reminder. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. I'm Mark Kendall. I'm an Atlanta-based comedian. Also, I just wanted to say real quick, my heart goes out to the people of Puerto Rico right now. You know, it's wrong what's happening to y'all. I want to send y'all much love. Today is a weekly roundup episode, and we're going to be talking about a very heartwarming Telegram story. We are talking about a French Spider-Man, and I'm using air quotes there. We're going to take a fun dip into the world of sologamy and single life. And y'all, if all of that is not enough, we are joined by another member of the Ridiculous News family. I'm talking about Diana and Eli. They are co-hosts of Ridiculous Romance. Ridiculous Romance is a wonderful podcast where they explore the weird, wonderful, and ridiculous relationships throughout time and across the globe. I always learn something when I listen to them, and I also crack up with each episode, and I really cannot recommend it enough. So y'all, welcome to Ridiculous News. We're so happy to have you.
Thanks so much, Mark. Thanks. We're so happy to be here.
Absolutely.
Love you guys.
Yeah, such kind words about our show. We've so much fun telling our stories, and you know, we even get to listen to you guys and get some ideas.
Yeah,
as you have some current events. For it's sure, like, ooh, that would could we do an episode about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, it's like the best way to hear the news.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Forget love Twitter.
This is probably the most positive way to get the news, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We keep it light. And one of our favorite segments that we do with guests is giving them their flowers. So it's any guests we have, we like to shower y'all with some compliments. No returnsies.
Nope.
Yeah. And I want to say, we guested recently on your show, and every time I've interacted with y'all, y'all are just so kind and sweet. Your show is hilarious. Your relationship is something that I strive for. And thank you so much for sharing your insight and your passion with the world, and also for Fringe in general. It's an amazing thing. Like, what a cool thing. Y'all rock. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. And
thank you, Ben.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I want to hop on what Bill just said. Eli, you know, your Fringe performance recently, you along with Twinhead Theater, there's a show called Five Fifths. It's part of the Atlanta Fringe Festival. Your performance as Marty McFly was really funny. Y'all's take on that whole show and, like, you know, just all the jokes y'all had in there was great. And of course, Diana, you know, a particular moment that I always come back to is, like, you know, during the height of the lockdown when we weren't able to gather in person, you know, the work that you did with the Atlanta Fringe Fest is a way to, like, lift up artists, not just in Atlanta, but from around the world, and, you know, brought people together. It's just like being able to do that even in those times is just really, like, an awesome accomplishment. And so I appreciate what the both of you all do for the art scene, not just in Atlanta, but globally.
You
that
guys.
Is so kind. Thank you guys both.
Are you sure we can't return?
Nope. That, yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Absolutely not. That's
the rules.
<about.
laughs> Sorry, y'all.
Our show.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no time. No time.
Damn. All right. Yeah. All right.
I mean, we
all
spend the first 3 minutes of our episode insulting our guests usually. This is so much nicer.
This is such a better way to start. I bet a ridiculous roast would be really fun, though.
Oh, we could do that sometime.
All four of the shows roasting each other.
You know, it's funny you say that, because recently, I don't know why, but I've been going down this YouTube rabbit hole where I've been watching stand-up roasts, because, I mean, like, a lot of them are very well-written jokes, but it's also just, like, very surprisingly mean. I don't know. It's just part of the tone of the roast, you know?
Yeah.
But that said, like, a good roast can be fun. It can be fun.
Did you see Bill Nye's roast? Like, I guess Kylie Jenner said that she could have, someone said Kylie Jenner could be the Little Mermaid, and Bill Nye made a tweet that said, there's already enough plastic in the ocean.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
And as a Bill, as a fellow Bill, you know, you always gotta shout out Bill Nye.
Sure.
Bill, respect.
Yeah,
that's
y'all.
A good joke.
Well, y'all, we're going to hop into our next segment. And so these are our ridiculous news nibbles. And these are headlines that we've collected that caught our eye from things that have happened recently. So this is an article to start things off. It's an article from Axios. And it's about the rise of interracial marriage and its approval rating. So something that they have noticed recently is that approval of interracial marriage in the U.S. is at a new high of 94%. And this is according to Gallup polling. It matters. This is according to the article. It matters because Gallup first asked the question in 1958. Just 4% of Americans approved of interracial couples. So it just shows just how much things have changed in public perception.
It's like, what? Like 4% in 1958? That's so crazy to me, because that's 1958. It's not that long ago.
No.
This is kind of reminds me of an episode that we did about Sammy Davis Jr. dating Kim Novak, and that was in like 50s, early 60s, and people were not there for it. And they even like sent the mafia after him to get him to stop seeing her. And then like maybe 10 years later, they went dancing and nobody cared, because it was legal at that time. And I was like, it must have been so weird for Sammy Davis Jr. to be like, one minute you're breaking my kneecaps over this, and the next minute it's okay. I'm not like, what changed? Nothing.
Right. Yeah. And the prevalence of interracial marriage has also increased. So back in 1967, just 3% of married couples were interracial. Now it's 20%, and that's according to the Pew Research Center. And, you know, this is also just kind of like America becoming more and more diverse. So, you know, America's projected to have a majority minority population by 2045. And so that will also, you know, mean that partnerships will also continue to become more diverse. And also, younger Americans are more educated than ever. So there's a higher rate of interracial marriage among those with more education, studies show.
Interesting. So, yeah.
interesting.
You said it's a 94% approval rating right now?
Yes.
94%. And it kind of it depends on age too. If right. you're 18 to 29, it's like 98%.
Okay. Okay.
So the lowest number is the 50 plus folks who are at 91%.
I'll go ahead and say it. 98%. Hot take here, maybe. Still not enough.
Love it.
Stance, but
what's that 2% holding out for?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if those 2% were just like, I don't approve it. I love it. You know, and they're like, well,
I don't like it. Yeah. I love it. Totally.
The Gallup pollster just didn't get the joke.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll put down the, you don't like it. I'm over 50 and I'm still on the fence.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We do have the lovings on our to-do list for Ridiculous Romance and do the whole loving decision. We've been waiting until we have some serious research time to dedicate.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
It's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm.
Well,
serious stuff.
This next story is about love as well. And because we had y'all Ridiculous Romance folks on, we wanted to focus on love, of course. So I thought this was a cool story about how the Japanese show they care. And sometimes they do it by sending a telegram. This is from the New York Times. And of course, the telegram is something we associate more with the Roaring Twenties than the 2020s. But it has kept a foothold in Japan, where millions of the messages still crisscross the nation every year, carrying articulations of celebration, mourning, and thanks. Old friends send them for funerals, politicians deliver them to constituents, and businesses use them to commemorate the retirement of valued employees. One example of this is when Hiroshi Kano got married this summer. He wanted to make a big statement that would impress his future in-laws, and so he asked for his company's president to send a congratulatory telegram. And it arrived at the wedding party and was read out loud. And this quote from Hiroshi said, "It really pumped up the atmosphere. I felt like a celebrity," added his wife. Who is a 31-year-old office administrator. They posted photos of that message and another wedding telegram on Twitter, along with the his and her Hello Kitty dolls that were delivered with the notes.
What?
Wow.
That is cute. I don't know if I'd feel like a celebrity just because my boss sent me like a congratulations. Right. I guess they have a different relationship with their boss.
Right. That is one of the things that jumps out to me. Is like, I don't know if that would have had that impact for me, but I'm glad it did for them. And also, it just said it arrived during the party. And like, at what moment, and how does that, does someone just walk in the middle and stomp their foot three times and everyone turns.
I imagine maybe it's like during the reception, people are dancing, but there's like a lull. It's been a bit. And someone's just like, we need to save the party. And someone brings out that telegram. They're like, someone play Chumbawamba. This telegram is lit. Like, oh my gosh, the written word.
I love this. It's like a really, really formal text message. I guess it feels like you're like, I took the time. I had to spend a little money. But it's as instantaneous as a text. But it feels like I put more effort into it.
Oh, yeah. A lot more effort. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't sent a time. You know what? I can't remember the last time I wrote a letter to somebody because I just send a text or an email. I don't know. You know, I'm doing this thing called The Artist Way. Mark and I talk about it a lot on our show. And one of the assignments is basically about being creative. It's a cool book. I highly recommend it. But one of the assignments is to write a thank you letter to a mentor. And one of my mentors growing up was my guitar teacher, a guy named Danny Grady, who's an amazing positive role model in my life. And that was, almost 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. And I can't find him. I've been trying to track him down to send him this letter. And Danny, if you're listening, hit me up, man. If anyone knows Danny Grady, it's tough to get a letter out nowadays, y'all.
I guess you don't have the yellow pages anymore to go through.
Oh, yeah. No, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that same exercise in the artist's way. And it's a really good exercise to think about people that were, you know, supportive in your creative journey. And it is such a good feeling to be able to thank them for that. It's huge. Yeah, that's a good exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds like a lovely idea. I had definitely have not written a letter. Ooh. Yeah, shit. I can't even think of the time that I wrote a letter. The lost art.
I know, we've got a drawer full of stamps. I'm like, I don't think we'll ever use these again.
For what?
Yeah. Thank God for forever stamps. Office. Are they forever
yeah,
stamps?
Yeah, right? True. They are forever they are stamps.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry, USPS.
Yeah, does that make us lazy though? Because it's like it used to be, it always changed. Now we're like, well, I got forever. So yeah, right. I always do I'll it next wait. Year.
We got one other story for our news nibbles. And this one is a headline from New Atlas. It is a bizarre Bluetooth mouthpiece mutes speech in public places. So the idea is that you have this device that's designed to create an air pressure pocket in your mouth. So it keeps sound frequencies from escaping through your mouth. So you can like have private conversations. So you can either like strap it to your mouth like I'm doing right now. And so you can have a conversation and not be heard, or you can like hold it up to your mouth. And so that's the way that the technology works. And so it'll start shipping in November or December. And so if you ever wanted to have like a private conversation, I guess, but in a crowded area, this would be a way to do it. You just have to have the device on your mouth. So
it's like the old Get Smart cone of silence, like a portable version. That's interesting. I know. I mean, obviously our privacy isn't being invaded more and more every day, but I do have that initial reaction of like, I don't think I've ever had a conversation in public that I was afraid if someone heard that, you know, my information's going to get out or something. I guess sometimes if I'm paying with a credit card over the phone and I got to read a number, it's the first thing I think of. Yeah.
That might
well,
be
maybe
the
you need
one.
To do more crimes.
That's true. I should probably do more crimes.
To you.
Yeah.
They're like, get it together, Eli. Start incriminating yourself.
I mean, we've been married for 5 years and you are always telling me not enough crimes.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm sure that keeps
I like
it exciting.
To live on the edge.
It does.
Yeah. Keep it exciting. Exactly, Bill. Keep
five
it
years,
fresh.
You know, spice it up a little bit. And yeah, these things, it looks so bizarre. It looks like it's like a punishment when you look at the photos of this thing strapped to somebody's mouth. And one of the ways that they say it's beneficial is like the quality of the audio. Because, you know, like you're using AirPods, mm-hmm. you're getting all this bleed in from people. But if you have mm-hmm. this like mic literally suctioned to your mouth, it sounds super, super clear. Oh, and
hey,
Mark,
Jason,
like
this is Mark. Yeah, yeah. No, don't worry.
Mark's using one, right?
Yeah, No, I stepped away. It's all good. Yeah, could you please send me those illegal drugs to my house? Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, also, Mark, do you have any more of those, like, cinnamon-flavored, like, undershirts that work against, I sweat really bad. So if you could, like, double up on the cinnamon flavoring so it does not... People complain, you know. Thank you so much. Oh, also,
Mark,
sorry, 1 second. I see someone waving. Sorry, Bill. Mark, I'm using the technology right now. What is it?
Well,
how can I help?
It looks cool, but I don't think you turned it on because we can hear everything you're saying.
No, we read the article together. It said nothing about turning anything on or off.
It must be loose. I was just trying to say that the whole illegal drugs thing could come. I mean, we're recording this, so it could come back and bite you in the butt.
Yeah, y'all heard on it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, we did.
Okay.
But honestly, I'm kind of interested in these cinnamon shirts.
Yeah, I gotta.
If you could send a couple of those in my way,
got a hookup.
No, I didn't.
Wouldn't mind talking to your guy.
I just let's get to commercial.
We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With amazing and crazy topics to pick and to choose, you are now tuned in to Ridiculous News.
All right, y'all. So we're back. So excited to be joined by the folks from Ridiculous Romance. And, you know, we guested on their podcast. And so that'll be coming out soon. And it was so fun. And so, y'all, we talked about sologamy on your episode. So we wanted to revisit some sologamy topics, as well as talking about single life in general. But for a deeper dive into sologamy, go check out Ridiculous Romance. We're on that podcast. So again, go check them out. But before we kind of talk about this topic, you know, I didn't know much about sologamy as a term. And so we wanted to define that for our listeners here. So we borrowed this from your amazing research, as well as help from our researcher, Casey. And Brides.com says, sologamy or autogamy or self-marriage is a symbolic ceremony where you commit to maintaining a meaningful, deep, and loving relationship with yourself. So this is not a legal ceremony. There's no binding contracts, no tax breaks. This isn't something that's going to change your marital status. Also, you know, there's no paperwork. There's no accidental bigamy if you end up getting married later. Yeah. And one of the stories that we talked about in your episode in more depth, but we'll just kind of touch on briefly just to give an example of Sologamy is from a situation back in the 90s. So a woman named Linda Baker in Santa Monica in 93, she was turning 40 years old, had never married anyone. And so she decided to throw a ceremony. She invited her family and 75 friends, had 7 bridesmaids, had an actor friend as an officiant, you know, and they mentioned during the ceremony, the officiant, that all that was missing was a beer-swilling couch potato who might forget your birthday and cheat on you and make you miserable. So that was an example of Sologamy that y'all researched that we thought was really cool, but just to kind of like give an example of one of those stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so interesting. I really enjoyed our discussion about it because it feels like one of those things that it's very easy to quickly judge somebody on, mm-hmm. like, oh, I guess you can't find somebody or whatever. But it was so nice to kind of talk it over and be like, actually, it's kind of cool to commit to yourself and decide that you're worth love. And I need to take care of myself and I need to love myself and mm-hmm. really be committed to this person and this person's happiness as much as another person.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite quotes from that was a woman who said that the for better or for worse part of the vows was mm-hmm. such an important part because it's easy to kind of love yourself when you feel good, but to really kind of stick by your own side, even at your own worst, is a challenge. And that's something if you really promise to commit to yourself, you can see why, you know, sort of making a ceremony out of that might give you some feelings of self-love moving forward.
More resilience, I guess.
And it seems there's a lot of real positivity around it and celebration, and especially as there are more and more single people, which brings us to our another main course topic today, is that at some point this week, it's National Singles Day. So there's a little bit of discrepancy, but hooray for National Singles Day. Yeah, it's actually a National Singles Week. So our amazing researcher, Casey, we were asked because we were getting some different stuff online. So National Singles Day is on the 22nd, according to some folks, but it's also, some sources say it's the third Saturday of September. Mm. So what I could say? Hey, singles, we get to celebrate double. Yeah.
Hey.
Double. Hey,
2 days
that.
For one.
Yeah. Two is better than one. And it's actually inspired in part by a China National Singles Day, which was started in the 90s by a group of college students and catapulted into, guess what? A global retail phenomenon.
Just a retail phenomenon.
Right. It's like every holiday eventually becomes. And the co-founder of Alibaba, Jack Ma, which he was part of the reason that it catapulted. It actually generates sales in excess of $9 billion. And that was even back in 2014. It's actually the largest retail sales day in the world. And it more than doubles our Black Friday and our Cyber Monday combined.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, sure, because there's no joint gifts. Everybody gets their individual present.
Gotta get one for everybody. That's such a good point. Right. Well, in our Sologamy episode, I think we talked about how big of an industry weddings are. I wonder how this compares, like, globally, how much money people are spending on Singles Day versus their weddings. It's interesting.
And maybe some single folks have more income to spend, you know, maybe that's part of it too, depending on, you know, their situation or more apt to spend it on themselves. You know, here in the U.S. in the 80s, actually, the Buckeye Single Council of Columbus also started National Singles Week, which is also known as National Unmarried and Single Americans Week, which, interestingly enough, compelled the U.S. Census Bureau to begin publishing statistics on singles in America for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
They're like, I guess we should count these people as human beings.
I thought they were just rodents living in the wall, but actually.
That's what that noise is.
Single people.
and the singles
are in the attic again.
Right. I don't know. Should you get the broom?
Honey, we've got singles.
No.
It's so funny. It's like the 80s, you know, being born then makes it not seem too far away, but I still feel like that could happen in the 80s now. Now that we're so far away, it's like, singles, gross.
Gross.
Get them out of here. You're not allowed in the book club.
Would you call the sex terminator?
Hey.
Or a singles infestation?
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of this National Singles Week, Psychology Today had an article listing 20 reasons why we need to celebrate single life. And I thought this is just part of the list, but I thought some of these were really interesting. So number one, they said, we need it because living single is how we spend the better part of our adult lives. Another thing they said was, we need it because what it means to live single has changed dramatically over the past half century, but our perceptions have not caught up. I thought that was particularly interesting, you know,
yeah.
Kind of like being like, hey, like we as a society need to, you know, continue to think and ruminate on like how we even define being single. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting Psychology Today. Mm. They also said we need it because single people who live solo can show us that living alone is not the same as feeling alone. I thought that was an important distinction.
Mm-hmm.
We need this week of celebration of living single as a counterpoint to all the celebrations of marriage and weddings and romantic coupling. So I thought that was interesting too. I guess, and Eli, I think it kind of goes back to what you were saying about for better, for worse, like, you know, celebrating your relationships with other people, also celebrating like your relationship with yourself or like normalizing that, you know? And that was also what was interesting about sologamy too in our episode, which is like, you know, you have people that marry themselves, but then might also go on to marry other people. And so what I thought what made sologamy interesting was like, it really is about doing that work to say like, hey, I'm going to love myself. And I thought that was very positive, but also very powerful and affirming.
Yeah.
And then
Living Single, such a good show.
Oh my gosh.
You haven't watched Living Single, but I was obsessed.
Definitely.
It was so good. I remember, all right, so I have like two or three tangent things about Living Single. So first thing, like I remember being like younger in elementary school, me and my friend Alex T, we'd be at his house, we'd be watching reruns of Living Single, and it was so fun. Mm. We didn't know what they were talking about. We're just like, these are just cool people living in this fun apartment.
Exactly.
And Queen Latifah's great. She acts too.
Queen Latifah,
she acts too. How fun is this? And that theme song
song.
Yeah, yeah.
So baller.
So great. So like, it was a great, great 90s show. Queen Latifah, she had this cool job. She was working for like some zine. Anyway, great premise for a show.
So good.
Oh,
great.
Man.
So good.
Great.
So
ride.
Good.
I'll say Maxine, Erica Alexander, was one of my first TV crushes.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maxine.
Yeah. Great.
She was great.
I loved Maxine.
Yeah.
All business.
Yeah.
All business. He likes some business like.
Apparently,
if
I was
can
into
tell.
That. I was like I'm very 11. Formal.
Oh, and then there's this other show called Heart of Dixie. And there's a character on Heart of Dixie. I forget their name, unfortunately, but it's just like, their character in Heart of Dixie. Heart of Dixie was like late 2000s, early 2010s show. I forget what network it ran on. Maybe it was a CW show. Anyway, a character on that. I was watching a random episode of Living Single, and one of Queen Latifah's old friends is that person that was also in Heart of Dixie. So Living Single's in the early 90s, like early mid 90s. Heart of Dixie, like 20 years after that. This man looked exactly the same. But he was in both shows. It was like someone was like time traveling. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's well preserved. I'm jealous. That is awesome.
Yeah, but just these facts from Psychology Today just sort of like affirming Singles Week, I thought was really important. Cause I mean it helped me realize like some of the ways that like I would hear Singles Week. I wouldn't necessarily think about like all these positive things that they list, not right away. And that's just my own like framing of how like I framed being single, you know what I mean? Like, and so I thought that was a cool way to flip those perceptions.
Yeah.
it's kind of like with the interracial marriage. It's like we've grown to accept it pretty much as a society. Yeah. I wonder if we've come that far on just the single people in the attic. We're always getting the broom and hitting the walls and right, all these things. Right. You know, I do think it's the attitude might not be as positive, which is kind of weird. And good that we're trying to switch that around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope these singles weeks are like, because it feels like singles events are so much about finding someone. So like a singles night so you can meet people, or a singles, you know, you pick a name out of a hat, speed dating kind of thing. Right. It's all about finding someone and not being single anymore. So it's kind of cool to be like, let's actually have an event where we're happy this way. And it's not about finding somebody and, you know, you're not incomplete as an individual.
Yeah, I feel like we have a tendency as people to think that the thing we experience joy in, other people must have it too. Like if you don't, you're missing out if you don't have it, as opposed to like appreciating everybody's unique experiences and saying, you know, other people might be perfectly happy not living the way you live or liking the movies you like or things like that. Right, it just spreads across so many things. You see it in people so constantly.
Yeah. Different priorities and different goals in life doesn't mean I'm miserable.
Right. I'm just stuck in the attic with these other singles. Jimmy Carter is funny when I hear things like that, because you always hear of America described as this melting pot. But I like what he said is that he doesn't think we're a melting pot, that we're a beautiful quilt, and that we're all have our different patches that can, you know, contribute to this beautiful thing. And we're all our own unique thing. And I feel like that's a much better way to think about that. We can have our own cultures and our own beliefs and our own hobbies and interests, and then work together to register to vote. So remember to
Very important. Yes.
And I threw some questions for y'all because it's like, hey, we have us single dudes have this wonderful married couple on the show. So we're going to throw some questions at y'all. I wonder, how did y'all, and y'all, you know, y'all might have already addressed this stuff, I'm sure, on y'all's podcast. But for us, how did y'all first meet? What was,
oh boy. Well,
to cast our minds back to the aughts.
We were at Georgia State University. We both ended up in the same theater company. I think at the time we were both in different long-term relationships. And when those respectively ended, we got together, took a couple false starts.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we got together like a month or two after both our long terms had ended.
Yeah.
And so then we were both like, I don't think I'm trying to jump into something very serious right away. And this feels like a could be or something. So whatever, forget you. And like a year went by and then it was like, actually, everyone else sucks.
Yeah.
No offense.
So I
no offense to everyone else. Right.
I had only ever been in long-term relationships pretty much since high school up through college, like 14 months or more. And so then we started dating, and I think however long it was, in a few months, I had even the feeling like, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for another long-term thing. I've never just like casually dated, and I feel like maybe I want to try that. And among other things, we decided that we would kind of split up for a little while. And I think you said it was about a year, Diana, that we were apart. And you dated how many people in that time?
Like three.
Okay. And how many people did I date in that time?
How many?
Zero. Oh. And then we got back together. I was like, okay, I guess casual dating's not for me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I was never a go-getter on the dating scene. It was usually like...
You easily could have gotten some dates.
Oh, thank you.
I think you could have.
This is such a great story.
It's really lovely. Curious, like,
sorry to bring it back to, because we're talking about singles and singles day. Is there anything y'all miss about being single?
Yeah, I mean, different phases. Uh-oh. All right,
well, clearly
Diana.
Had two different experiences being single.
Right.
So I was being required to like go on dates and like do the whole interview process where I'm like, I'm my best behavior. I didn't like that.
No, it was just me and my dog and no bedtime and video games. And
different from now.
Yeah, right.
Go to bed whenever you want and play video games.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I guess, I guess not then.
Well, y'all.
It's very good for me because I hate to cook. So as soon as we got together, I started eating a lot better.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I don't miss my single life. It's a lot of Kraft dinner for me.
Oh, that's what I miss. I miss cooking portobello mushrooms. She hates mushrooms.
Boo. We'll be right back with more ridiculous news after this short break.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Don't get it confused. You are now tuned in to Ridiculous News.
Well, y'all, we actually have like a fun game that we put together for y'all. This is called Compliment Battle. All right. And so we wanted to have the two of y'all, Eli and Diana, face off against one another. And so rather than just giving each other a compliment, which I'm sure y'all can do an amazing job of, you know, y'all are great with words, such great people. And we realize this is putting y'all on the spot. So take your time, you know, no rush here.
Okay.
We want you to give the other person a compliment that you've never given them before. So here on the show, we want to see if you can debut a new compliment for the other person. I'm going to give y'all some time to think about it. During this time, y'all may not know this, Bill. I don't even know if I told you. I'm a professional jazz singing improviser. I don't always use words.
My God, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. I studied for many, many years different
Mark,
places.
You never told me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've studied for a long time, like several years, you know, in showers, road trips, things like that. Yeah.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
You know, pretty intense educational background. So I was just gonna sing a little bit. There's no real strong lyrics, but just to give y'all time, just to ruminate and to think, and then we'll come back to y'all. All right. And Tari, you don't have to, but if you wanna, Tari, add in some underscore of some jazz music. You can pretty much put any jazz music in; it'll go along with what I sing. Just simple scales and chords. So, all right, here we go. All right, y'all. So I could go for a really long time, but you know,
that was really
it's part of like a 3-hour
love
piece.
That.
So,
oh wow, that's just one section.
Yeah,
I need the album.
Yeah.
I need the album.
Beautiful.
Let me know when it drops.
What was great is that I was able to just clear my mind. It wasn't distracting at all. just think.
Good. I'm glad I had that effect. So do y'all have some compliments you're ready to share for the other?
Do you want to go first or you want me to go?
You're so good at going first.
Oh, Lord. Thank you for that compliment. Is that my compliment?
That's it. That was me going first.
Could be an insult. An underhanded. I was going to say it's going to be hard for Eli because he compliments me a lot about a lot of things. He's very sweet. So, sorry, babe. I'm going to have an easier time because I'm more withholding. I was going to say that I really admire Eli's self-esteem. He's really just taught me a lot about going, you know, I don't know why I care about this person's opinion about what I do or what I like. I am who I am. I want to live my life, and that's okay and fine. And that was something I really had a hard time with. And he's helped me so much throughout the years of our relationship to kind of be like, you know, if it's not something that's harming somebody else and they're not coming to you with like something real that you hurt my feelings or something like that, who cares? Let it go. Let them be, say whatever they want, you know. And I always really admired that. It's just such a strong personality and sense of self. And you have really nice hands.
Oh.
I don't know if I've ever told you that. But you have sexy hands.
Oh, thank you.
That's amazing. Awesome.
That was really great.
Wow, thank you so much.
Uh-oh.
Well.
No,
I mean, you're right. I try to tell you the things about you that impress me regularly because they are many and frequent. But I don't know how much we talk about this because we kind of take it for granted a lot, but I really love your appreciation of like nature and the natural world and animals. And, you know, we like to travel, but those travels can be fairly simple. I mean, well, I don't know if it's simple. We drove out to Utah in 2020 and camped out in the desert. And I love that stuff. I mean, I could be in the middle of nowhere and love it. and a lot of people don't. And I really love that you not only like doing that stuff, but you have a real appreciation for. You notice details, you notice little tiny things. Not to throw back to our show again, but we just did this Walt Whitman episode where you talked about his appreciation of just looking at a single blade of grass and saying, oh my God, how does this exist? You know, and I feel like you have that too. And that's something that you help keep that active in me, because I really like having that same just appreciation and awareness of the world around us. So that and your love of animals, it's really, again, it's something that's just so taken for granted we don't talk about, but it's really important to me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, babe.
Oh, man. Y'all killed
Who's
that.
Ridiculous Romance now? Who's Ridiculous?
What show is what?
Wow. We have to bend the knee to Ridiculous News. the new Kings of Romance.
On this single episode, you made our married life even better.
We've been talking about doing an episode on ourselves on the show at some point, and now we'll have to include this moment.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe we should have someone on to ask us questions, because we clearly take our own story for granted sometimes. Yeah. You kind of skip over good details and stuff.
I love that story that y'all told.
It's great story. And it's so much fun to hear y'all tell it, and so genuine how much y'all love each other and care about each other. And it's funny because Mark and I, we were prepping for this episode and I had all these shitty questions for y'all, because I was thinking about Singles Day. Like, what do you miss about singles? What's the worst part about being married? And then we realized, oh, this is a terrible direction to go. Let's
go. Yeah, we can talk about that.
No.
We can do that.
I think what we just did was way, way better. Reminds me of why y'all are such a good pair and why everyone should check out Ridiculous Romance.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, y'all. Yeah, that was a good exercise. Maybe more people should do that. They should be like, every, month, we have to come up with a compliment we've never paid each other.
I know.
And it's like compliment day.
That's just tough, because that took, 30 seconds and some jazz music for me to come up with that.
True. They don't have the soundtrack. Now that they might need the inspiration.
I just feel like now I've given you all the compliments. It's hard to find. Now I have to find another new one next time.
Well, that's the other thing about it, though, is that you have to continue improving and being cool in order to inspire the compliments.
True.
If you just sit on your ass and act like a fool, what am I going to come up with? Next compliment day. Like halfway through the month, you're like, I see you sitting there again. Now, what do you think I'm going to say to you on compliment day? And you're like, oh, okay. Let me go clean the bathroom or something.
We've got more Ridiculous News to cover, but before we do, let's take a quick break. Don't get it confused. You are now tuned in to Ridiculous News.
All right, y'all. So we're back. We're going to kick things off with a little bit of dessert. So these are some fun headlines that we found that we wanted to talk about. So this first headline from Reuters, French Spider-Man climbs Paris skyscraper to mark turning 60. So Elaine Robert, the free climber dubbed the French Spider-Man, scaled a 48-story skyscraper in Paris recently, fulfilling a goal he had set for himself once he reached the age of 60. So he climbed this building. It was 613 feet tall, and he was quoted as saying, "I want to send people the message that being 60 is nothing. You can still do sport, be active, do fabulous things." And he went on to say, "I promised myself several years ago that when I reach 60, I would climb that tower again." The building that he climbed, because 60 symbolizes retirement age in France, and I thought that was a nice touch, and so he told the paper that.
Yeah, and only did he do that, but he climbs without permission. He's been arrested a whole lot, and he climbs with no harness, uses only his bare hands, and that guy's hardcore.
Yeah,
I'm shocked he made it to 60. I would celebrate too. I should have fallen off a building a long time ago, but here I am, still thriving.
That's amazing.
That's cool. I just celebrated my dad's 66th birthday this past weekend, and I was like, "What do you want to do? Go out to dinner, whatever." And he was like, "I want to climb Stone Mountain." Awesome. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then when we were actually doing it, I was like, "I guess you felt like." I'm 66, but damn it, I can still climb a mountain.
Yeah.
It's not the same as scaling a building without a harness, but it made him feel good.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was doing better than I was.
I know. Yeah. He was doing, we were like, uh-oh. We are much younger and
yeah, keeping that heart healthy. That's so cool. Yeah, my dad like bikes 20 miles every day and he is 69 and he gave me his old bike that he had kind of worn down, which is a great gift. He listens. Thanks, Dad. Mm-hmm. And it's inspiring the amount that he commits to it. And it, I think sometimes, is he in better shape than me? it's a good reminder to get out there and exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Very true.
Yeah. I bump into my parents at the gym pretty frequently.
That's true.
They're there before I am and after I leave.
That's interesting. Right? So y'all go to the same gym?
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah. They live like two streets
They're
away
very
from
close.
Us.
Yeah.
Is it like, y'all next to each other on lifting machines? There's a little competition going on.
You keep you moving each the keep ring adding up. Another weight. Right. They just fall over.
What do you got there? Yeah.
Oh, you're doing 50? Well, I'm doing 60. Oh, well, I'm doing 70.
I'm going back to 50.
I'll be real with you, Dad. I'm going back to 50.
Well, y'all, speaking of being healthy in your bodies, we do a segment sometimes called the Mental Health Minute. And I saw a cool article that reminded me of that recently from CNBC. And it was talking about there's actually 11 phrases from your vocabulary that they say you should ditch these if you want to feel more confident and sound more confident. And I just picked three. And I thought these were ones because I feel like I say this to myself a decent amount. So in the three that I picked, one was instead of saying, I have to do that, what you can say instead is, I get to do that. And just swapping that one little word, yeah, change your attitude. It makes you look at something as an opportunity rather than an obligation.
That's cool. I remember being younger, we talked a lot about gratitude in my house. And they were just like, if you think about, you know, if you look at something and you appreciate it, if you're grateful for it, you know, you have more of a capacity to deal with things that happen in your life. And I remember sitting in the dentist chair and I was getting like a cavity filled or something, and I hate the dentist, I have a lot of anxiety, so I was sitting there thinking to myself, how grateful am I that I can afford this right now, how grateful am I that this exists. And it really did help me, like my anxiety kind of went down a little bit. So that actually does work in some scenarios.
That's awesome.
Other times, please put me under. It'll be easier for both of us.
That's so great, especially for the dentist, because y'all do. Y'all are so important, but man, it is a stressful thing. So I am definitely stealing that, Diana. Thank you for that.
Try it. It might help you. Like, I don't know. It gave me a different mindset. It didn't last. That shit still hurt, but I had better teeth when it was over, so I was able to focus on what was really important, you know. Yeah. I think that's real to an extent.
Yeah, and that's a great way to reframe it. The other two that these have are kind of just reframes. You know, instead of saying, I failed, you can say, this attempt didn't work. The way to think of, hey, you know what? Every failure is really a learning opportunity. And I also like a phrase that called, there's no such thing as failure, only feedback.
Yeah.
Good way to flip it. And the last one is, why is this happening to me? Which a lot of times when I'm listening to Mark's jazz album, sometimes it pops in and it is a beautiful album. It's a beautiful album, but you get into 2.5 hours of it and sometimes that'll come.
A little much.
That can become, what am I learning from this? Particular, I learned that Mark is a brilliant musician and,
maybe learn all about jazz.
Yeah. Next time he'll do a double album, maybe, or triple album. I think 3 hours might already be a double album.
That might be a double album.
Yeah, I just hit record.
But those are cool.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Yeah. That sounds like jazz improvisation to me.
Yeah.
You just see what happens.
Up there with the greats. Yeah.
Well, the last story that we have for y'all is a feel-good story to end it, about a missing cat who returned home and rang their video doorbell. And the family in New York all gasped. Their pet 8-year-old cat named Lily disappeared from owner Stephanie Whitley's Long Island home. 4 days they were gone, producing panic throughout the household. Whitley said, "Lily always comes home. She's a very smart cat, responds to her name. You can call her, she comes. I never felt like she would not come home, but this time felt different." And fortunately, a surprising sound came late at night. The family received an alert around 10 p.m. and all looked at each other. Who's at our house at this time of night? And the TV screen, which I guess I should do this, the Ring is connected to their TV, just displayed the giant Lily cat face meowing.
Incredible.
And yeah, she said they were laughing, they were crying. It was a great moment. Whitley said, "I don't know how she found us, but she definitely knows what the Ring camera is because every time a notification goes off, she'll look toward the door." It's a smart cat.
Wow.
That's a very smart cat.
That's really interesting.
I'm impressed. We just saw a video of a bear like walking around someone's car and then figuring out how to open. Like he opened the car door and got in the front seat. I was straight up like, he's about to drive.
I was going to say, yeah.
He looked like he was about to drive. I went like, I better go to McDonald's or whatever. But he ended up just leaving. But I was like, wow, they already know how to open car doors. Like they really understand, you know, they live with us. Animals live with us. And I think they evolve alongside and they kind of go, okay, they care about this. This is a priority. I better learn what this is.
Yeah. I'm amazed sometimes. So cool. I had a dog for a long time who she would bark when a doorbell went off on the TV or something like that. But she never, and I had her almost her entire life, never lived somewhere with an audible doorbell. So I don't know where she learned that that sound meant something was happening.
Right.
But she
just
knew
it. Weird. She's just like, that means somebody's at the door.
Yeah.
Right. Huh. You know what? I've had, you know, the dogs in my life, and it does seem like it's this trigger reaction that's inborn into them.
Yeah.
Like, what is it with all dogs? That's maybe that's, we should do a deep dive into that, Mark.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Dog psychology. Mm-hmm. I'd listen to that. I'm very interested in that. That's so cool, though, that she rang the doorbell.
I love it.
That's adorable.
It. And her face popped up on the TV.
She's like, I saw how fast you come to this door when there's pizza. Get over here.
That is so true.
Well, y'all, we'll close things up with a segment we like to call the Spring of Inspiring Inspiration. So this is when we pick an inspirational quote to send you off on a positive note. And so this quote is from Unknown when I searched it online. But the quote is as follows. Worry is a misuse of imagination.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's true. Why not just imagine the best instead of the worst?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
That's a good point. It's kind of like the I get to do this instead of I have to do this.
Yes. Yeah.
Such a good way to like,
yes.
Absolutely.
Guess what? It's not like that.
This drill sound from my dentist is painful. There's a lot of people in the world that can't afford it.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would just have to take the tooth out and there would be no teeth. Ooh. But I get a crown and I get to have a full pearly set.
Yeah. Yes.
Lucky me.
Well, Eli and Dana, it was such a pleasure having y'all on. It's always great to talk to y'all. We really appreciate you. And listeners, please follow Eli and Diana. Listen, subscribe to Ridiculous Romance. And what's the best way for them to keep up with y'all otherwise? How do you want them to keep in touch with you, support you?
Oh, well, thanks so much, Mark and Bill, for having us. Mm-hmm. This has been so fun. We always love spending time with you guys.
Yeah.
If you want to follow us, you can find me personally on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Oh Great, It's Eli.
Same. I'm at Dynamite Boom.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, or you can follow our show at Ridic Romance.
Great.
On Instagram as well, and get updates about our shows and what episodes are coming out and lots of exciting stuff.
Yeah, and we did have such a good time with the two of y'all talking about sologamy. So at the least, listen to that because it was a blast.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, thank y'all so much for coming on. And I, you know, not only is it just fun to spend time with y'all, but it was really fun just to hear a little bit of your own story. So I'm very excited for that episode because y'all are so charming and cool. And Likewise to our audience, y'all are so amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to us. Please check out Ridiculous Romance. Obviously, Eli and Diana are really cool too. Thanks for spending your time with us. We don't take it for granted. Come back and listen with us.
Yeah, and you can stay in touch with us via email. So you can email us at ridiculousnews@iheartmedia.com. And on Facebook and IG, you can follow Ridiculous News. You can also check out our comedy videos at Mark Kendall Comedy. Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Ridiculous News is hosted by Mark Kendall and Bill Worley. Executive producers are Ben Bolin and Noel Brown. Produced and edited by Tari Harrison. Research provided by Casey Willis. And theme music by Four Eyes and Dr. Delight. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.